It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. A friend of mine was going to throw this old shirt away, and I asked him if I could have it for my work. Just cover up my sweater because I'm going to do some stuff at the sand table today. See? It's still serviceable. Take this with me, too. Need some water out there. Take some of that to the sand table. You like to play in the sand? I like to do things in the sand. Let me see if I can make a little bridge with this. Have that tube right like that. There's a ball. Let's see if the ball will go through the tube. Yep. Here's another one. And a third one. Good. Let's try building something with this. I think I could use a little water to make this sand moist. There's one. It's like a pyramid. Let's make another. Good. And maybe in between those pyramids we could have a little lake. Put some water in that. Now would that fit across there? Nope. Doesn't quite fit. Maybe this longer one would fit across. Yep. Now, how can we get the balls to go through this tube and around like that? Guess I'd have to jump it up with my... Think of other things to do here. I remember seeing some young neighbors of mine building a kind of game like this in the earth one time, only it was a lot fancier. They seemed to be having a really good time.
They have some very good ideas, and I have a feeling that you would too if you were making such a thing. Mr. McFeely's going to meet me after a while at a new miniature golf place in this neighborhood. But we have some time for make-believe right now. So let's pretend that this toy car is the trolley, and it's on its way to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Okay, Trolley, stop.
Very good. Now stay right there. I have something for you. Just exactly what I wanted. There now, Trolley. Don't say I never did anything wonderful for you. No, nobody will ever have to know. I made the whole thing up by myself. Off you go.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hello, Handy.
You know, I don't know why, but somehow the trolley looked different to me today.
Maybe it is different.
Oh, no, it's just my imagination. That trolley's always the same.
Well, it's your eyes, Toots.
That's right. Say, what brings you over here this beautiful day?
Research.
Research? What do you mean by that?
I'm trying to get some ideas for exhibits at the museum go-round.
Here comes someone with lots of ideas.
I want quality, Handy. Quality ideas.
Lady Fairchild and Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, yes. King Friday.
Did I hear a plea for quality ideas?
Lady Elaine is doing some research at her museum.
Well, Fairchild, you've certainly come to the right place.
And the right king, I guess.
Without a doubt, when it comes to ideas about everything, King Friday the 13th has them.
In abundance.
Yes, there and everywhere else. Now, you wish to know what to do with your museum go-round?
Well,
You could put my picture on the roof and make the whole thing into a King Friday go-round.
Now that's what I mean by one of your ideas, Friday. And what's everybody supposed to do while your picture's going round and round?
Why, they're to stand at attention and watch it, of course.
Of course.
So you like that?
Not very much. I want my exhibits to be fun for everyone, not just for King.
Oh, I feel sure you'll think of something, Lady Elaine.
I have a better idea.
What is it, Your Majesty?
Instead of my picture on top of the museum, we could use my statue. What about that?
Well, if you have any more ideas, just let me know, Toots. Somehow I'd like to do something with mud and brown paint and automobiles.
With a king on top?
With or without. See you all. Toot toot.
Farewell.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine. Yeah. You always manage to come up with an idea, King Friday.
Yes, ideas were always part of our kingly school course in making and creating.
It's fun to make up ideas, isn't it?
Yes.
Why, just a little while ago, I had an idea that our trolley had changed.
What gave you that novel idea, Handy?
Well, I looked at it, and it looked different.
Perhaps it is different. We should check on it.
But trolleys don't change, King Friday.
Handyman, have you forgotten? Anything can happen in make-believe.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I do forget that.
Well, let's call the trolley and see for ourselves.
Well, how do we call the trolley?
Oh, let me see. Just simply place your fingers in the form of a small T and into them call trolley three times.
Trolley, trolley, trolley. It didn't work, sire.
You're sure you used a small T?
Well, like this.
Oh, that's a capital T. Try your one finger down a little further. Now call trolley three times.
Trolley, trolley, trolley.
There it comes.
The trolley has changed.
Stop, trolley car. Yeah. trolley, I presume. Well, if you are trolley, why do you look like a car? A car cover?
Where did you get the car cover?
Well, Handy, looks like you were right.
The trolley has a car cover.
I wonder where trolley got the car cover.
That is something to wonder about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And another idea for your museum exhibit, Lady Elaine.
What do you mean, Friday?
Well, you could exhibit all kinds of covers. Ask people to make them, and you show them.
Like costumes and all?
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
Trolley likes the idea, too.
Yes. Trolley wants its car cover back on.
Very good. See you later, then.
See you later, Trolley. There, Trolley.
Car. Bye.
What kind of cover would you make for one of your toys? I wonder if this would cover up this car. No, that's not quite big enough. Maybe this one. Yeah. There's the car underneath. I think I'll make another lake here. Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes. Yeah, I was expecting to go. Good. I know, it must be. Chuck Aber. Oh, fine. All righty, I'll meet you there. Yeah, in just a couple minutes. Very good. Bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely. He says he's ready to meet me at the miniature golf course. And he said that Chuck Aber is the manager of that miniature golf course. I'll throw this water out here. And I'll clean up the sand table later. And off we will go to have our time with Mr. McFeely at the miniature golf course. Come along. Gentlemen.
Oh, hi, Fred.
There you are.
Hi,
Jack. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Mr. McFeely tells me it's really fun to play golf in this miniature course.
Oh, yeah, it is. Everybody really has a good time.
Do you ever have a chance to do it yourself?
Whenever I can, because I really like it. Yeah.
Looks awful busy today.
Well, do you have time to play a little?
Oh, we sure do. A few holes, anyhow.
Sure. Well, terrific. Play just as many as you'd like, and you can start over here, all right?
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Have
fun.
See you later. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, sure, I'll help you with that.
Hello.
Hi, Ted.
Well, now, here's one. Let's try this one first.
All right. What are you supposed to do here?
Let's see. You should get the ball rolling down here through one of those two holes and into the hole on the other side.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
All righty. Here we go.
That's good, Mr. McFeely. That looks pretty close.
Now, you try.
All right.
Almost.
Coming. Okay. That one's yours.
All right, now let me try to get it in. Oh, just missed it.
You want to try again?
Okay, I'll try again. Almost.
Almost.
This time for sure. There, right in.
Good. How many strokes is that for you?
I think that was four.
Four. Let me see about this one. Get real close and then it just doesn't go in.
There. Oh, same thing happened to me.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
So we each have four strokes.
That's right.
Now where do we go?
Oh, here's one. It's not being used. Let's try that one.
All right.
Now this time you be first.
All right. I think this is fun.
I'm enjoying myself. Now, on this one, it has to go over the hump and into the hole.
Okay. Give it a good hard hit here.
Uh-oh. Well, you got over both.
You better go.
Okay, I'll try now. See what I can do. I did the same thing.
You did, too. Well, I think we can come back and then go around this middle part, can't we?
Okay, we'll try that. Why don't you go first?
All right.
Oh, there
you
go.
Come.
Oh, good.
Now I'll try. Oops.
It's okay.
Try it again.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
A little harder this time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
There you go. Okay, now we have to go over here and get them. Oh, my. Look at that.
Now let's see.
This isn't easy.
Oh!
Too far.
Shall I try?
Sure, your turn.
Alrighty, let me try.
Sometimes there, you hit it
it's
too.
It's
good for you!
Now you have.
Good for you. Now let's see.
It's gonna do it. You did it. I think I've lost count on that one. We had a lot of strokes.
That's all right.
Now let's see. I think here's one over here we can try.
Okay. What do you do? Go around, I guess.
All around and into the hole over there.
You go first. Huh?
All right. Whoop. Well, I got that far.
Uh-huh.
I'll try getting it around. I have to bounce it off this corner.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're
almost
close.
Go ahead and try now.
All right.
Good. Well, you're lined right up.
See you.
Oh, that was close.
Too far. Okay, you want to finish yours?
All right. Here we go.
Good, Mr. McFeely. There.
Wonderful.
How's it going?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Good.
My grandchildren told me it was fun, but I didn't realize it was this much fun.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like about it. It's a game the whole family can enjoy together.
I just wonder how people think up these different courses.
Yeah. I guess they imagine all the ways a golf ball can go and then make sure we can have fun doing it.
Well, we are.
We certainly are.
I'm glad. Now, I know you can't play all the holes, but I do want you to make sure you play that one over there. The castle?
The castle.
That's my favorite.
All right.
Okay, good.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Castle's over here.
Castle.
Well, why don't you start first this time?
Now, what do you have to do?
You have to put the ball through the castle into the hole on the other side.
Okay. It looks pretty far. I better hit it hard.
Well, I think you...
Oh.
You missed the castle. Here, I'll get the one. You try it again.
Oh, wait a minute. Shouldn't I just do this and bring it back and take another stroke?
So all right.
That's two.
Take it from there, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's three.
Well.
Okay, now you go.
All right. Let me try this one.
This is a hard one.
Let's see if I can get it through the castle. Well, made it through.
Uh-huh.
Well, so far, so good.
You're doing well, Mr. McFeely.
Now, do you want to go ahead?
All right. Let's see here.
Oh, a little too hard, I think.
Oh.
One more time.
What is wrong?
Almost.
Should I finish it off?
Right
I think
ahead.
I can do it.
Okay.
I don't know how many it took
go.
Me.
Now let me try here. Well, I think I try to hit it a little differently this time.
From that side.
Well, didn't quite work.
It's almost in.
This should do it.
You did.
There we go.
You did it in four. Boy, it took me a lot of shots that time.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
It sure was.
I think we better get these back to Chuck Aber.
Okay.
All right, this way.
Yeah.
And you want a green, Jamie?
Uh-huh.
There you are. And you start right over there.
Green.
You're welcome.
Here we are.
Have fun.
Well, here we are.
Oh, good.
There you go, Chuck.
Did you play the castle hole?
Well, we certainly did.
Uh-huh. And Mr. McFeely got it in 4 strokes.
4 strokes. Well, good for you.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thanks for letting us do this today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's
come anytime, yeah.
You have the most interesting jobs.
Well, I always enjoy working with people.
Speaking of jobs, do you have any deliveries or pickups in my part of the neighborhood?
No, I have a pickup in that direction today.
Okay, well, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye-bye,
Chuck.
Mr.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Chuck. You're welcome.
It's fun to play something like that with Mr. McFeely. You know, people don't have to keep scores to have a good time. Mr. McFeely is such a good sport. Let's take a look at the fish. I just haven't given you my greetings for a long time. No. Aren't they beautiful, those fish? Sometimes when they go behind those plants, it makes it seem as if they have covers themselves. When I look at them, I like to think, each one is different. Isn't that amazing? Just like people. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. I like. And when you like someone, you like being with that person. And it's good to think about the times you'll be together. So when you say goodbye, you think about the next time you will be together. And that can give you a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.